question of whether AI will replace humans misses the point entirely. The future doesn't belong to one or the other. It belongs to those who understand the complementary nature of both. Human intelligence and artificial intelligence are not rivals. They are partners with radically different strengths and weaknesses. The real winners of this era will be those who learn how to downplay AI's weaknesses and amplify its strengths in harmony with their own. Of all the abilities where this symbiosis becomes most obvious, two stand out: reading and listening. These are not flashy skills. They don't involve creativity, innovation, or invention, at least not directly, but they are the foundation of understanding, and therefore the foundation of decision-making, fairness, and power. AI excels at both. Humans, for the most part, do not. AI reads. Humans skim. That's the first and most profound distinction. Take any legal document, insurance policy, mortgage, or end-user agreement you've ever encountered. As a human, you probably didn't read it. You scrolled to the bottom, clicked I agree, and trusted that someone else, your lawyer, your agent, the salesman, had your best interests in mind. The truth is, most of the time, no one reads these things. And buried inside those pages are the conditions that determine how much control you actually have over your money, your property, and your privacy. AI doesn't skim. It doesn't tire. You can hand it a 66-page PDF and it will read every word. You can take a picture of the fine print on the back of a contract or paste in the link to a privacy policy. AI will consume it, interpret it, summarize it, and even warn you where to be careful. It's not emotional, impatient, or distracted. It will never assume that part probably doesn't matter. That difference between reading everything and reading nothing is enormous. It is not an incremental gain in productivity. It's a categorical shift in power. For individuals, this is a new path to wealth preservation and fairness. Most people lose not because they are lazy or ignorant, but because they sign documents they don't understand. How many families have signed hospital release forms or long-term care agreements only to discover too late that they unintentionally transferred their entire estate to a third party? How many entrepreneurs have agreed to terms that quietly gave away their data or their intellectual property? AI changes that. It reads everything. It doesn't forget. And when it's tuned to your personal context, your business, your family, your values, it begins to act as an advisor, not just a reader. It doesn't wait for you to ask questions. It anticipates them. It warns you of hidden clauses, odd language, or suspicious inconsistencies. It shines light on the places humans most often overlook. In short, AI makes reading accessible again. And in doing so, it restores fairness to a world that has long rewarded opacity. Now let's listen and learn about listening. If AI's first superpower is reading, its second superpower is listening. Humans are famously poor listeners. During a conversation, most of us are thinking about what to say next, not what the other person is actually saying. In a lecture, our minds wander. In a meeting, we multitask. In a podcast, we skip around. True listening, listening to understand, not to respond, is exceedingly rare. AI listens perfectly. Give it a 3-hour lecture, a long podcast, a business meeting, or a courtroom recording, it will listen to every word, transcribe it accurately, and extract the key points. It never interrupts. It never forgets. It doesn't get bored. It doesn't have an ego. It listens without judgment or fatigue. This difference in attention span has massive implications. Imagine a world where you never miss a word of what was said in a critical meeting, where you can instantly search any conversation, where every insight is captured, indexed, and retrievable. AI's listening doesn't just record information, it transforms it into structured knowledge that humans can act on. Our weakness is attention. AI's weakness is meaning. The human mind can interpret tone, emotion, and motive. AI cannot. But AI can hear what we can't, remember what we forget, and reveal patterns that we never noticed. That's the complement. The partnership principle. The real transformation won't come from AI replacing human intelligence. It will come from humans who know how to partner with it. AI's strengths, reading everything, listening perfectly, recalling infinitely, make it an unparalleled assistant in any field that depends on comprehension and context. Our strengths, judgment, empathy, intuition, and synthesis, make us the interpreters of what AI perceives. When combined, this partnership changes the nature of decision-making. The human no longer wastes attention on what can be read or heard. They focus on what can be understood. The AI handles the inputs. The human handles the meanings. The winners of this new age won't be those who build the best algorithms or have the highest IQs. They will be those who cultivate the humility to listen like a machine and the wisdom to interpret like a human. That is the real intelligence, not artificial, not human, but relational, the intelligence of listening and reading together.